From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Columbia County Health Department issued an overdose alert October 18th after the county saw a, and I quote, significant increase in overdoses, end quote, over the previous 24 hours. Greener Pathways can be reached at 518-822-7437 for anyone needing Narcan, a drug that reverses overdoses. The health department also has fentanyl testing strips available to test drugs. Anyone who witnesses an overdose should call 911 immediately without fear of arrest because of the Good Samaritan law. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media about the competition for the Greene County Legislature seat in Greenville between Greg Davis and Randall Schmolinger. Davis is the incumbent and running on the Republican and conservative lines. He is a father who previously served on the Greenville Town Board. He says taxes, COVID-19, solid waste and recycling, broadband, housing, business attraction, and job growth are his main campaign themes. Davis said, and I quote, "Most of these issues have no easy answers. I have proven that I am willing to spend time getting the facts, doing the research, and working with state, county, and town leaders to solve issues. As a Greene County legislator, I have been part of a team that has worked hard to move our county forward while not increasing the tax burden. The Greene County legislature has just announced another 0% tax increase for 2022. End quote. Schmolinger is running on the Democratic and Working Families lines. He is a software engineer tutor who has lived in the area 21 years. Schmolinger says, and I quote, "There is a health care crisis in Greene County. There is no other way to say it, and our elderly residents are the most severely affected. There is no county coordination for EMS services, no real county health department, and logistical issues plaguing all levels of emergency services." End quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "I'm going to listen to the problems and the issues of my constituency. I love problem solving, and the only way to effectively solve problems in my community is to listen to the problems of my community. Second, I'm going to do my homework. Knowing the problem is only half the battle. We have to know what the solutions are." End quote. Voting begins October 23rd and ends November 2nd this year. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that the Ulster County-based newspaper turned 150 years old. The newspaper published its first edition on October 18, 1871 in Kingston, the city where it is still based today. Kingston Mayor Steve Noble declared October 18th this year Daily Freeman Day in the city. The paper has seen many local journalism ventures close in its 150 years, with less coverage of the area. The Daily Freeman itself used to cover several Greene County towns, including Catskill and Cairo, but has reduced its service in recent years. In the past year, the Albany Times Union has expanded its Hudson Valley coverage, competing directly with the Daily Freeman. And the new Porcupine Soup started in Greenville, covering parts of Greene County that the Daily Freeman abandoned. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.